when I first started to tow the Brabazon, it had never moved from the hangar. So the first thing to do was to get it out onto the... There was a big apron in front of the hangar, the big hangar built, and also a refueling section either side of the road because of the size of the Brabazon. And so the first thing to do, having got it out, we had to refuel it before we could start engine running it. So there were fueling tests then where you were coupled up under the wings of the Brabazon. And I'm not quite sure how many thousand gallon of fuel went in, but there was thousands of gallons of fuel to go in. And that was it. We filled up the aircraft to start with and towed it back into the hangar again in order to check for any fuel leaks. Any fuel leaks were corrected, back out again, and then it was defueled and refueled again. That sort of thing then went on for a couple of days to make, because it would be very dicey if there had been any fuel leaks or anything. And after that, the engine running started. So not every day, but quite a lot of the days, we'd have to tow the aircraft out for running the engines, either individual engines or eventually all eight engines. There were eight engines aboard. And that went on day and night. And the local people used to complain, I think, used to go humming on all through the night. So, and that went on for a month until everything had been, not only just for testing the engines and all the equipment, but for synchronising the engines as well prior to flight. Well, all that had to be seen to, you see. And everything, all the operation of everything, the controls, the flaps, any damage that might have been done.